Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268.
$1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show, Tuesday, May the 9th. We're building up to Mother's Day. The whole month should be Mother's Day. Actually, every day should be Mother's Day. I made that up, but it makes sense to me. If you're listening to us early morning drive time on 1340 AM or 92.3 FM, or if you're listening to us in early afternoon drive time on 920 AM or 99.1 FM. Wherever you are, we just say, be sure you listen. We don't care where. Wear red, eat chocolate, spend an hour with me, and your life will be better after we do that. You'll be the smartest person in the room. It will have been the best hour of your day. Always about the good news. You get the bad news everywhere else. This show's about the good news. In that hour, when you wear red and eat chocolate with me, we put the Daily Datebook, we put community events, the Desert Datebook, we put mystery songs. We're honoring the passing of Gordon Lightfoot this week. We put great interviews, great giveaways, and if there's time at the end of the hour, my music, which I call great. We post everything to my website, my Facebook page, and you know the rules. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, Tuesday, May 9th is National Lost Socks Memorial Day. They're in the dryer. They're in the clothes dryer. Okay, Platt Wellness, Metabolic Solutions. He's been the guy that's kept me healthy for years. He has a site-wide sale. It's online. Now, when you buy three or more products, you get a percentage off. Go to PlattWellness.com. The McCallum Theater has tickets on sale now for the 23-24 season. That sounds so wrong. Are we up to that year? 60 shows, 100 performances online. McCallum Theater, spelled properly, .com. El Paseo Shopping District presents the El Paseo Ultimate Mother's Day Extravaganza. I guess you can just shop until you drop. And everything, the deadline for some of the things is tomorrow. They have some sort of a wonderful contest. So this is what you need to do today. Shop elpaseo.com. They've got a wonderful contest going on. Tell my children. Okay, thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Daily Date Book. Oh, my goodness. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. Paint the car white, put a red cross on top. We say hello to Jeff Hawker. Whoops.
Hello.
Wake up, honey. What is that?
My little pin matches your microphone.
It does.
Well, you read, eat red, it.
Wear
red and eat chocolate.
You made me
but
joke.
This particular microphone is orange.
Yes, it is. Bless your heart. I've been telling everybody you were coming today, and you're going to talk about
the
May
Harvey
11th.
Milk Diversity Breakfast.
Somebody just asked me, when is that? It's May 11th, because yesterday Desert Oasis Healthcare was in, and they're one of your...
Barry Dayton?
No.
Somebody else this time?
For 166 weeks.
Oh.
Do you listen to the show?
I do.
Weeks. It's been Dr. Brian Hodgkins.
Oh, okay.
He answers medical questions from Joey Pals, and boy, he does. We talked about a urine test for cancer he talked about yesterday.
Yeah, and the blood tests now are highly effective. It goes directly into your DNA and looks for markers.
After you have cancer.
Yes.
I have a different approach to all of this, but I digress.
Yes.
I can't go to the breakfast.
I'm
already booked. Okay, so tell us everything, Jeff Hawker.
Well, the Harvey Milk Coachella Valley Diversity Breakfast this year is honoring two incredible people.
Okay.
The first one is the California Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara, with the Harvey B. Milk Leadership Award.
Wow.
Ricardo is actually the highest elected openly gay official in the state of California.
Okay, wait a minute. The highest ranking openly gay. Say it again.
Elected official in the state of California. So this is a great thing that he's coming and being honored as part of this.
And what's his title? What's he?
He is the California Insurance Commissioner.
Okay.
He works out of Sacramento.
Gotcha.
So, and imagine how much money he manages with all the insurance companies that operate in the state of California. So it's an important role, but also because LGBTQ people require health, a lot of different health things based upon
different
issues, different health issues that
different
people are dealing with.
Right.
It's great that he's being honored. You know, Harvey Milk was the first openly gay official in the state of California elected.
So
it's great he is part of it. And the event, like you said, is Thursday, May 8th. Tickets are still available.
May 8th?
Yes. You can go to harveymilk.us. That's an easy website to go to. Just like yours, joeyenglish.com.
Honey, Thursday is May 11th.
Yes, it's Thursday, May 11th.
I thought he just said the 8th. You said the 8th.
Oh, I apologize.
You have something. Wait a minute. We want to go where you're going on Tuesday. No, Monday, May 8th. Where are you going? He's hiding something from us.
I'm hiding.
Okay, we'll put it up carefully, but go ahead. Say it again. It's Thursday, May 11th.
It's Thursday, May 11th. At 8:30 a.m.
That's what you were thinking.
At the Palm Springs Convention Center. What's great about this event is about 1,000 people attend. Yes. And the money, the proceeds from this event go to what's called Safe Schools. And within the
Safe
Schools. And within the umbrella of Safe Schools is a program called the Gay Straight Alliances. And these programs are geared, they're mostly set up by school counselors, and then the counselors get okay from the superintendent and the principals. What they do is basically they work to stop bullying, to work with kids who are struggling with where they're going, what they're doing. So a lot of times kids have, you know, signs that at a very early age that they may be gay or lesbian, and they are having conflict with their parents. So these programs really help. They bring in the parents and they talk with them, and it is really a dynamic and exciting program.
And very timely.
And very timely. This should be in every school district in the country. You know, because kids need help and they need
all
guidance.
All kids do.
Yeah,
I
all
mean,
kids.
You go through your questioning everything when you were a teenager,
right,
going through puberty.
Yeah.
And now we've added all these sexual questions too. Are you comfortable commenting on if this program will address transgendered issues?
We do.
LGBTQIA.
A plus. Very good, Joey.
LGBTQIA.
You're one of our most important straight allies.
LGBTQIA. Plus, did I say them all? LGBTQIA questioning plus.
Yes.
They taught me. You taught me.
So, and one of the reasons this is put together also is you're a straight ally of the gay community, and it's important to have these programs where everybody is brought together and in a common vision and a common goal to help kids, and also to remember history. You know, as we know, with the Holocaust and, you know, everything that's happened to the gay community and everything, if you do not educate our youth, we will repeat history.
Right.
So it's crucial that all of these figures who stood up for whatever it may be, it might be Martin Luther King, it might be Rosa Parks, you know, one of the people we honored was Dolores Huerta, who was right there next to
it's okay.
The
give me a hint.
The gentleman who did all the farm worker benefits and everything.
Cesar Chavez.
She worked
Final Jeopardy.
Yeah, you do. She worked hand in hand with Cesar Chavez, and you know, these are all people that we need to educate our youth so that we have a better tomorrow. You know, I think that's what we're all here
for.
We want a better life.
Children.
Not the children of the corn.
Oh, yeah. Stephen King.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a Stephen King book.
It is.
Or something.
It
yeah.
is. It is.
Okay. How do we get tickets again?
So, if you
want
to get tickets, let's repeat the date again. Thursday, okay. May 11th at 8:30. What they do is we have like, I'm on the committee, and we have like a coffee networking thing from 8:30 to 9:30, and then 9:30 the program starts, and it usually ends about 11, so people can get back to the office. If you want tickets are still available. Go to harveymilk.us, and if you want to learn more about the man Harvey Milk, go to harveymilk.com. This event is fully accessible. Anybody who has any kind of disability or handicap accessibility, but it's also ASL interpreted. For anybody who's deaf, we have Martin Coogan, who's one of the top ASL interpreters here in the Valley. The price for the breakfast is $75.
And it's charity.
And it's a charity event. You are basically you're donating money to Greater Palm Springs Pride, which is the umbrella organization for the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast. So and proceeds from when we do Pride Festival here in town also goes to Safe Schools as well. They always have a safe zone and stuff where kids can come.
Safe
and,
schools. I've never heard that before, dear.
Yeah, we should have somebody come
Bring
on.
Bring somebody.
From, yeah, because that's a great program.
Of course.
It's representing thousands of kids here in the Coachella Valley.
I mean, I'm so glad, first of all. My children, my grandchildren are all out of school. They're all through all that. But you have children who can't read or write or do math, and then you add to that a sexual trauma. Oh.
Well, as you know, I'm on the board. I'm the vice president of the board of directors for United Way. And we do a program called Raise a Reader. And we found through statistics
Say
that
it
if
again.
Raise a Reader.
R-A-I-S-E.
And so if a child can read at a third grade level, they're doing good in the third grade.
Uh-huh.
If they can't read at a third grade level, they're already behind.
Uh-huh.
And so these programs in the school districts are helping these kids to make sure they don't fall behind. Because once they do, all kinds of problems can happen.
Absolutely. Now, give yourself a little shout out.
Yes.
Jeff Hawker Productions. What do you do?
Well, I do a whole variety of different events. I do Halloween on arenas.
Oh, I love that one.
I do the Palm Springs Health Run and Wellness Festival the last weekend in January. And this last weekend, we did the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus concert and sold out three performances.
See?
I do all the marketing and PR, and we were very happy about that. So
yes. Sing out, Louise.
Woohoo!
Website for your company
is hockerproductions.com.
H-O-C-K-E-R.
Yes.
Productions, you're on your own.
Yep.
.com. Phone number, dear?
760-409-1530.
Bless your heart.
No, bless you.
Thank you. It's Joey English and Jeff Hawker. We're both blessed. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.